Test 66, section 2, question 20. So with this one, we want to know what they disagree about. And remember with these, Daniel is going to get to say what they can disagree about, and then Carrie will pick one of those things. So there's certain actions that moral duty obliges us to perform regardless of their consequences. So there's certain things you just have to do it no matter what. However, an action is not morally good simply because it fulfills a moral obligation. So filling a moral obligation is not enough to make it good. No action can be morally good unless it is performed with the right motivation. So it's not good unless you have the right motivation. So there's really three claims. There's some things you have to do regardless of consequences. Good doesn't just mean it fulfills a moral obligation. If it's good, it has to have the right motivations. So those are the three. And Carrie's going to disagree with one of those. Our motivations for actions are not subject to our conscious control. Okay, that doesn't directly conflict with anything yet. Therefore, the only thing that can be required for an action to be morally good is that it fulfill a moral obligation. Okay, so that conflicts with both the second sentence, an action is not morally good simply because it fulfills a moral obligation. Carrie would say that's all it is required for it to be good. Motivation isn't really going to matter if it fulfills a moral obligation. So it also disputes the last statement by Daniel. So basically, the last two claims. A, no one can be morally required to do something that is impossible to do. That is not what they're talking about as impossibility. Some actions that are performed with the right motivations are not morally good. Now, this is tempting because it does talk about motivation, but it's not whether things with the right motivation can be not good. It's whether or not things with the wrong motivation can still be good. All actions that fulfill moral obligations are performed in order to fulfill moral obligations. That's not really what we're looking at here. It's not about whether or not the intent was there. It's whether or not that's relevant to whether it's good. An action performed with the wrong motivation cannot be morally good. Well, Daniel, to that, would say that is true, that if it has the wrong motivations, it can't be good. But Carrie would say it could be good if it fulfills a moral obligation. So they would disagree on D. And then if a person's motivation for acting are based on a sense of duty, that person's action is morally good. It's not whether or not it's based on a sense of duty. It's whether it fulfills a moral obligation that they disagree about. And so that's why D is going to be correct, because neither of them say if it is fulfilling, they're based on a sense of duty, then it's good. It's whether or not that's required. So D is then our best answer.